How are you, Cookie?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. And just on that third man in situation, I mean, you had a teammate in the New South Wales Cup, Liam Knight, the victim of a cannonball tackle, which has put him out for a considerable period of time. I'm sure you saw the incident that we were talking about with Pat Carrigan and Jackson Hastings. Is there a practical solution, in your opinion, to stop this?
Yeah, that's it. With the New South Wales Cup too, like I don't think he got too many weeks for that one. With Pat Carrigan's one, like he doesn't go in there at all, with the intent to obviously hurt. And the guys on top do a bit of a job of twisting him over the back of his ankle. But yeah, I'm not sure how it's to be fixed and how, because I've heard people talk about only two people in a tackle at once, but we've got some big guys that are pretty much impossible to tackle just two people, and. Stop their leg drive as well. But we are coached to make sure that we're going above the knees. And if we do slide down, it's slide straight down to their ankles, not to sort of place any weight on the back. And we get pretty filthy at each other if anyone does that at training as well, because, we don't want any injuries at training either.
Mm. Yeah, it's a hard one because you want to encourage people to tackle low, but if you've got three or four people in a tackle and someone is low and the boys that are working the top half of the body, bend the player back over his feet. They can end up in a dangerous position and cause injury to their legs, Cookie.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. The two guys up top, and then someone will come in and feel like the tackle's not being, dominated or won how it's meant to be done. So they try and solve it themselves. And that's why the hip drop sort of come in. That's, trying to collapse the legs a bit. But then obviously when that happens, the two guys up top are going, all right, well, now we've got a bit of momentum. They'll twist them the way they want to. So that's where the drama comes in, and players trying to solve themselves at the start. And that's the only way we can sort of work it, look after each other as a playing group is, making sure that we're not doing that. And if we do get into dangerous positions, trying to pull it up and stop it, in the tackle, which does happen. Some players get put in a dangerous position and they stop it during the tackle, and we see that's why there's not too many spear tackles anymore. They pick them and put them down lightly because they don't want to flip them on upside down. So there is care out there for the playing group, but it's just definitely a work on it, and a new tackle that's come to the game that we're going to have to work on and adapt to again, like we do with everything else.
What were your thoughts after the game on the weekend? It was a terrific game of football. Went to extra time, but just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, mate, it was. We got walk away there with a lot of confidence. We played some good footy, but not our best, and felt like we defended really well, but just leaked too many points. If we're scoring 20, we would like to think that we're winning those games. And again, it just came down to yardage discipline. We're just letting and yardage just not just penalties, but also with errors as well, just giving the other teams easy field position. And but walking away from that game, obviously, they're great ones to win extra time, but they're terrible ones to lose. But we, looking back at their Sharks have formed top four team in the comp and this year as well. They've been great. Shows where we're at, and then we're actually a real contender and gives a lot of confidence moving forward.
Cookie, you lose Burgess this week and Cartwright. Who will replace them against the Warriors?
I'm not sure Burgess. We're all, they've got the hold up in the Sunny Coast at the moment already. So I'm sure he hasn't really named the side, but the good thing, we've got a great depth in the front rowers this year. Even with Fifita coming over to the Roosters, that was his first start in NRL, and thought he did a great job as well. So that part's fine. I don't know what's happening with the centre position, though. I know the top, Thompson's around. He's been playing some great footy in reserve grade as well. So not too sure how they're going to go that way. You can have Cody Nikorima be in the centres. Even Latrell there and Cody at the back. Who knows?
How do you feel about Golden Point, Cookie? I'm sure you probably love it when you win, hate it when you lose, but it's clear the referees will not blow a penalty in that period. So how do you feel about it? Because, we took it away from finals footy, so we're doing it different in home and away season, and then we've got extra time, five each way, regardless of field goals, et cetera, to get a result in the finals. How do you think it should be?
I think he sums it up well. It's great when you win and terrible when you lose. There's some of the best moments in rugby league when you win those games. And it would have been for the Sharks, especially on their home ground, but it would have been one of our best wins of the year if we pulled that win off in Golden Point, but it wasn't to be. The refs obviously there's a feeling there that they might put the whistle away, but that's also, it could be a good thing as well. But, you know, we're making sure, you know, when it comes down to field goals and all that sort of stuff, that's all being checked now anyway to see if they're offside or anything like that. So, yeah, that's a hard one. I enjoy it as a fan, and I enjoy it when I win them. So, but, yeah, in the extra time, I think I don't mind the ones in the finals being, proper extra time and seeing some footy played instead of so you can kick the first field goal.
There's been some debate this week, Cookie, about, you know, the transferring of players from different clubs, and, you know, it used to be June 30, and then when COVID came in, it was pushed back to August 1. As a player, how do you feel seeing clubs chasing players at the last moment and trying to win premierships and bringing players into their squad that haven't been there all season?
No, to be honest, I don't like it. I think the date's way too late in the year, and it's allowing teams. We've been through our injury, periods at our club where we've lost a lot of players, and you go on the depth of your club, and I think that's what other teams should do. But this later deadline allows those players to strengthen their squads going into finals, and it's a sign of the whole club itself, with staff and players. Obviously, you can't help some injuries, but you can help, you know, a lot of them. And, you know, we stay fit and get to the finals, and that's just your year. That's the luck. It takes a bit of luck to win a comp each year. You obviously got to be playing good footy. Everyone's committed, but it does take a little bit of luck on your side as well. And I think that's part of it. So, this part of the year where what sides that might be struggling a bit will be strengthened up with some good quality players from teams that won't make finals. It's just, I guess, maybe that's a little bit of luck they need. But, yeah, I wasn't not a fan of the later date, but it is.
Okay, so you're up there on the Sunshine Coast, up against the Warriors. You're still just 2 points from fourth. I guess they're such a hard side to prepare for, Cookie. There's such a big gap between their best and their worst.
They are, mate. They're a very hard side to prepare for. And, you know, they play with a lot of confidence when they get in front or score a try as well. And that's something that you've got to be worried about. We've got to make sure that we just go out there with the same mindset that we had the last couple of weeks and worry about playing our footy. What we did probably a little bit against the Sharks is just let their defence dictate to us a little bit too much than we would have liked. So we've just got to keep trusting our process of what we're doing that's worked against, you know, the Parra and Melbourne and, for the most of the game, the Sharks too. So, but there's no doubt that they'll be coming out and throwing the ball around with nothing to lose. But it's an important game for us. It was on the weekend. Would have been nice to get those 2 points, but it's even more important this week to get them, stay in touch with that top four.
All right, the most important part of the morning, Cookie, trying to find a winner. Oh, in fact, someone has texted in here. Could you please ask Cookie what favourite he's tipping today?
What favourite?
And does he think the Sharks are the real deal? So obviously people have, you know, that listen to the show realise that you just pick favourites every week, and that's an advantage that you have over me, but...
And it's,
you know, I just want to know what you're picking today.
And I just want to say it's someone from the Berg. Yeah. And I think, because you're a Helensburg boy, aren't you, Cookie?
Yeah, so what's their name? They'll be happy.
No, they haven't put a name in, but I assume it's someone probably known to you.
Hey, Cookie, you can't go broke backing winners, all right? If they're $2.60 winners, you keep doing it, mate.
But there's something I learned about it. I was like, who am I to back against, you know, the bookies? Like, they know more than me, so why am I going to...
Well, they do more research than you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And the thing is, I'm two in a row at the moment. I've won the race last week too, Loz, but you know, that's another story.
Right. Well, what favour are you backing today, smartass? Come on.
You've been a bit edgy this week, Loz.
I've got race 6, number 10 at Canterbury, 10 bells.
Surprise.
I got $4 last night, so that's pretty good odds. I'm happy with that.
All right.
Okay, 10 bells, by the way. Hugh Bowman, Scott Collings, $3.80. Favourite? Top of the market.
Mm.
First up. Race 6, number 10.
Oh, rightio.
So he's 20 grand. He put on it last night, only bought it in 20 cents.
20 cents.
Well done.
I think we've got some scratchings this morning, which might explain that as well.
All right. Well, I'm going to take him on.
Do you want to go to a different race, Loz?
No. Well, I'm happy for you to get first choice, Cookie, because that gives me an excuse, you know.
and Cookie, that other part of the question is, you know, you played against the Sharks last week. I'm sure all the Sharkies fans are wanting to know, do you think they're the real deal? You know, no Finucane there last week, but they took it to you guys.
No, they are. I definitely think they are the real deal, for sure. And like you said, without Finucane as well last night, who does a lot of the little things and obviously leads some of the aggression in the middle of the pack as well. So I think, yeah, definitely going to be up there in the finals. I put him in the last four to be still standing at the end of the year as well.
Now this is more of a fan question, as a following rugby league. When you see someone like Finucane and a really good player like that taken out, is it as a player the opposing team? Do you think, oh, that's great, he's out this week?
Well, he's probably one of my best mates. I'm disappointed that he wasn't playing because I enjoy playing against him. But yeah, the way he's been using his head lately, I don't like. So I didn't want to be on the end of that one. But no, he's definitely someone when he doesn't play on the other side of the field. You know, it's a good sign for your pack because they are missing someone like him. But the rest of them, especially Toby Rudolph, I thought stepped up and had an outstanding game on the weekend. So he's only going to boost them when he gets back.
Did you find a horse, Loz, to take him on yet?
When in doubt, look for jockeys, and I'm going to go with Impulse Control.
Oh, Jay McDonald.
Jay McDonald.
Okay. Nathan Doyle, $9, fourth line of betting. So Cookie's tip again today, Canterbury, race six, number 10.
We'll see
10.
Whether you make it three in a row, Cookie.
Yeah, well, I hope that guy from Helensburg bets against me as well.
Good on you, Cookie. Good luck against
Good
Warriors,
on you, buddy.
Mate.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate. Yeah.